I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. The Gospel message from Luke. It forms in our mind the scene that we often think of when we think of the manger and the Christmas scene. And we probably learned this message and this scene from our youth. We have seen it in public places. We have seen it in Christmas cards. We see it all over. The nativity scene. We have this scene and we join it together with the scene that comes from the Gospel of Matthew. And it forms more or less our imagery of the birth of Jesus. It is a placid scene, one that is powerful for us, one we have here on display in our church tonight. And I've seen nativity scenes done in stained glass, made of wood, made of material, made of clay, made of almost anything you can imagine, whittled in wood, done with toothpicks, made with clothespins, all kinds of various manger scenes. And you probably have seen them many more, maybe made of copper wire and on and on and on. But the scene, nevertheless, is burned into our minds when we think of the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus is critically important because it is unlike any other birth. It is the sense of God coming to earth in a human form to bring us a message that Jesus is coming to bring a new word to God's people. We have to remember that everybody who first experienced this were Jewish, and they were expecting Messiah to come. And Messiah was going to come in a great and special way, unlike any other birth. And Messiah was going to come to bring God's people, the Jews, away from the tumult that they had been experiencing for generations. They had been an oppressed people. They had been oppressed from the time they were nomadic to the time they formed into villages and little towns and cities and developed the kingdom. But not unlike the Middle East today, they were always getting run over by other nations coming in, taking over, leaving, rising, falling, a lot of uncertainty. And the people wanted God to come and do something. Please come and save us from this time of tumult that we always have. We had it with the Babylonians coming and taking us away out of our land and putting us into oppression. We had it when we were in Egypt. We had it later on when the Greeks came. Now the Romans are here. Won't you come and save us already? And so they were ready for God to come. God to come and save them. And so Jesus is born, and a whole element within the Jewish tradition felt that Jesus is Messiah, God here among us. And when people started to say the word of God, they really were not referring to the scripture, as today we often hear it done. Somebody reads an Old Testament lesson, then they say the word of God. No, the word of God for the early Christians meant this is Jesus speaking. And so the only time you could use the word of God is in the Gospels. The rest of it is not Jesus speaking. It's somebody else speaking, but not Jesus. In fact, here's a test for you for the year 2017. When somebody says the word of God, ask yourself the question, would Jesus say that? Usually not. That's a test. So Messiah comes, and people were ready for Messiah to be born in an extraordinary way, in an extraordinary scene, where the rich and the poor would come together, and the Jewish people and everybody else would come together. That's the importance of the king's coming. The wealthy come, the kings come, they're Gentiles. They're coming to pray, to bring homage to this new king. And also he's to be hunted down. That's why we have him having to flee to Egypt. But all of this pageantry is really something else. For what's really happening here is we have the new birth of the new Moses. The greater Moses, Luke and Matthew, Mark, all are seeing the new Moses is Messiah. But the new Moses is greater than the first Moses. Moses, born in an oppressed way, was hidden away in a basket. Jesus is here in the manger. And on it goes. All the symbolism. The new Moses. But what does that mean for us today? It means that Jesus is alive and special. And tonight we are having the birth of Jesus within each and every one of us in our hearts. For God indwells in each and every one of us. And tonight we are celebrating the birth of Jesus within us. And we do it in an annualized way. So over the next 12 months, we'll allow the faith that we have in Jesus to develop in a new way. And next year at this time, when we celebrate the birth, it's to be at a new higher plane, a richer plane, because we will have learned more about what it means to follow Jesus. And we apply it in 2018 in a new way other than how we apply it in 2017. We're supposedly always growing and developing as Jesus grows from a child to an adult. So should we be growing from children to adults in our faith. It's a challenge. Sometimes we still want to just have Jesus in the manger. But we have to grow as Jesus grows and grow in our faith walk with Jesus in this year ahead. So what do? We have to first of all remember that the core of Jesus' message is that we are to be loving, that we are to be peaceful, we are to be hopeful, and we are to be joyous. And all of that together brings light to darkness. We are called to be lights in the darkness. And so tonight, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, which is an exciting time, let that birth be a new birth in each of us, allowing us to get ready to grow more deeply, to love more fully, to be more joyous, to be more peaceful in our attitude and in our conversation with others, and to be hopeful, even when it seems very difficult to hope. Tonight we mentioned in the gospel, the Assyrian king, and we think about what's happening in Syria, and especially to the children. I invite us all in our prayers this year ahead to pray for peace in Syria and to pray for the children there so that they too can have lives as we have lives and they too can grow and mature as Jesus grew and matured. It is up to us to help in this through our prayers and actions. It's a daunting task. We cannot do it alone. And so tonight when we receive the sacrament to which all of us are invited to receive, I pray that nub of Jesus which we take into ourselves symbolically in the bread, may grow within us, giving us the fortitude to love, to be hopeful, to be peaceful, and to be joyous at this Christmas season and in the year to come. May God bless us all. Amen.